Over New Year's, members of the Bethel community came together to create something very beautiful. That name, Something Very Beautiful, is the title of local artist Josh Fisher's recent art exhibit, a larger-than-life glowing cube. The Bethel community picked up paintbrushes and markers to help Fisher with his piece, which has been in the works for more than a decade. The cube, resting on a pointed edge, towers high and massive. Each square of the cube spans 6 feet by 6 feet. The sides are a series of white, translucent fabric stretched between metal poles. A light placed inside the cube illuminates the entire structure. Artist Josh Fisher only wishes he could have made the piece bigger.
I love big art. I love large works. And I love the idea of putting large works in places where you don't normally see them, either outside or in locations that are unusual. And I was like, well, why can't I do that?
The cube's ultimate destination is unknown. Currently, it's standing in the Bethel Cultural Center, where Fisher invited the community to paint and draw whatever they found beautiful on one panel of the piece. Over 5 days, more than 30 people ages 2 and up lent a hand.
So we have fish, we have ravens, we have the island across from Bethel, and then we have unicorn cats, and different images that you can decide what they are. And that's the goal. The goal is, right now, this is a big white cube, and the goal is for it to be this colorful expression that's regional.
Fisher wants to take the cube throughout the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta and have other communities paint what they find beautiful on its panels. Just as a cube's sides are interlinked, Fisher says he wants the painted panels to interlink the region. The cube's journey began a long way from the YK Delta. Fisher found the materials in a scrapyard in South Carolina 13 years ago. He brought them to Bethel when he moved up with his wife in 2017. They loaded the pieces in the back of their Ford Explorer and barged the whole thing north. After years of tinkering, Fisher couldn't leave the project behind.
I have a lot of pursuits that are on a smaller basis, and then this is my sort of, you know, big in the sky project, you know, that I can dream with on a larger, much larger scale.
Those smaller projects include painting with oils, playing classical guitar, and baking artisan bread. Fisher is not a full-time artist. Instead, he works at Utlitarvet, where he helps adults earn their GEDs. In the past, he's worked in finance, taught music, and led college tours. Art has been something that he's made time for on the side. How to do that amid life's daily demands inspired one of the most valuable and unexpected parts of this project. As community members painted a panel of the cube, they discussed their own struggles and ambitions with balancing jobs, family, and artistic dreams.
We talked about maintaining creativity in your life and how a lot of people we'll go through a phase of painting or making music or something and get away from it and kind of making space for it.
For Fisher, that space happens when he keeps his materials in the open, ready for his hands to begin working. It's similar to surrounding a towering cube with paints and markers and inviting the community in. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.